Why are you up so early?
Don't you remember what today is?
Not really.
Here's a hint.
I like zippers.
National Zipper Day.
Whatever happened to zippers? I miss zippers.
That's right. National Zipper Day.
You got anything against zippers?
Zip it.
Zip me.
Zip it good.
Can you zip me up?
I'm Zippy Longstocking.
Zippers where zippers shouldn't be.
Let's get out there and get zipping.
It's showtime.
John and Chantel.
Mix 105.1.
Thursday morning. Good morning. It's John and Chantel. Almost through the week. The weather today is going to be beautiful.
Yes,
perfect
finally.
Timing for the weekend.
What's the weekend going to be like? Is it going to be good weather?
All I know is I've been stressed about, I got a graduation party happening tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm going to be there.
Yeah,
you guys, this is the first time. Me and John are breaking the barrier.
Uh-huh.
Because this is the first time that John has invited me.
I know.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
To his house.
Big moment for you.
For
big congratulations. Yeah.
Do I bring something? Like, do I need to bring?
I believe since it's your first time to my house, you have to bring me some kind of housewarming gift.
Yeah.
It's like a plant, I believe is customary.
I'm going to bring you a housewarming gift.
Yes, please. Please do.
Because I want to be invited back. I want to be a good guest.
It's going to be like 76 tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the weather for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Friday it says 81.
Oh, 81 now?
Yeah.
Even better. It's an outdoor party. So
Saturday,
good.
75.
Woo!
Sunday, 63.
So,
are you kidding?
A nice weekend.
Oh, this weekend's
going
to be the best.
I was reading this survey that says 75% of parents use technology to keep an eye on their children. So, like gadgets or security cameras.
Yeah, like find friends or whatever.
Well, you know, we've been talking about how it's got to be so hard these days to throw a house party if you're a teen.
Yeah, with the Ring doorbell.
Yeah.
I know, because I got cameras in my house and outside my house.
Right. There's no way to get around it.
Well, they're just fun to buy. It's like adult toys.
My bud, he was in an apartment here, and he had a camera in his building, like in his place.
Mm-hmm.
He found out the maintenance guy was coming in and fixing stuff when he wasn't there. Didn't even know about it.
Huh.
But you got to tell someone if you're walking
you are.
In.
They can come in. Like, they have the right to enter. They just have to let you know.
Right, and they weren't even telling him about it.
Wow.
59% of parents have a Wi-Fi camera in their home to watch their children.
Yeah, I have that.
We don't have anything inside the house.
I have one in each of the kids' rooms.
Okay.
And then I have one that, like, is it called oscillates, where it, like, it'll pivot with movement.
Okay. So it travels with the person.
Yeah, in my kitchen.
That's cool.
Because I have an open concept house, so I put it in my kitchen, and it'll pivot wherever the movement is, and then it'll follow the movement.
The average parent uses technology 9 times a week to check on their child in one way or another. Mine are young still. They're not doing enough. The only thing we kind of want to do is there's like this watch you can buy. It's almost like a tracker.
Oh, my sister's kids have those.
Okay.
They're like a phone watch.
They call like 2 people.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then it's also a tracker.
Yeah. And it looks kind of like a Tamagotchi for your wrist.
That's exactly the watch I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And we're kind of thinking about it because, you know, Liam does swim or soccer and Ella does.
It's just nice. Like if they go down to the park.
Yeah. And, you know, I do park a few blocks away from the school, and that's their independence as they walk. I'm not allowed
but
to walk with them anymore.
I'm just not to be that guy, but blocks is enough.
I know.
It's enough.
I know
for
that.
For someone to take them.
So I generally want to get those. 51% of parents use parental controls to limit their kids' internet browsing and social media use. This will be my next thing. I'm about to pull TikTok off of everything because there's no filter.
Yeah.
And every time we watch it now, it goes right to bad language. And so I'm close. We're done with TikTok. 53% of parents have parental control settings on their TV. I have it to where you can't purchase anything.
Yeah. My sister had to deal with like a couple $1,000 in TV purchases once for movies they already owned.
That's the worst. I think though the kids have realized that I use the same password for everything.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
My kids will catch on to me quick.
Uh-huh. And then 50% of parents use video calls to check on their child.
Yeah.
Your family and your friends, you guys all share that. What do you share?
My friends.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Yeah, because then if you're in the neighborhood and they're like, oh, they're at home, I'll just go by and say hi.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never done that before. I don't have it turned on. I don't know. Maybe it's turned on.
I have it on for like friends and family.
Yeah, just a little bit of everything.
Yeah, because if it's like, I don't know, I'm just...
You want to know what's going on.
Or like say I need help with something. I'm like, who's close by?
And you can call the closest
friend.
And I'm
like, hey, you're at Target. Yeah. Can you grab me the milk?
Stupid.
Okay, this I swear is like the topic that will not end.
Hmm.
And it's the dang Gen Z or X or whatever the heck. People saying skinny jeans aren't cool.
Oh.
And whatever. Well, now they're back. They're back saying that bucket hats are now cool.
I don't know what that. What's a bucket hat? You remember you got a...
Like the fisherman hat.
You got to talk to me like a child.
So a bucket hat is the...
A fisher.
It's like hat? The cotton hat with the brim that goes all the way around, and like it could be turned upside down and used as a pail.
Okay.
Like a fisherman usually keeps hooks in it.
Okay, yes. All right, I'm with you. I know what you're talking about.
So they're saying now that you cannot wear skinny jeans. However, you can wear a bucket hat.
Okay, well, they don't know fashion then. No. Can we just say that now?
No. And then are you, okay.
Because let me tell you, this mom jean thing that's going on, ladies.
It just makes your butt look very long.
Thank you.
It does.
Thank you.
It looks fine for some outfits, but not for every day.
Chantel told me best dress for your body type.
Yes.
And I believe that fully because unfortunately not everyone's made for mom jeans. Just like my body's not made for skinny jeans.
Because here's the thing. I got a mom bod.
Uh-huh.
And my mom bod is not looking good in the mom jeans because the mom jeans are now made for girls in high school who don't have a mom bod.
Right.
So it's like.
So don't wear them. And it'll be okay.
I don't need extra space.
Yes.
In the front. I need control and compression on my lower abs.
Right.
That is what I need. Anyway, bucket hats are cool now.
Okay.
All right. And so are fanny packs.
Yeah, I've noticed that fanny packs have gone back in.
People will wear the fanny packs like a satchel. But now we're just straight up. We are just full blown back in the 90s. We got our mom jeans. Which are, you know, whatever. And then we are going to knot our sweatshirt around our waist.
Okay, I was going to ask you that because I noticed that at Thanksgiving Point for the Tulip Festival.
Yeah, the sweatshirt.
I was bummed when that went away.
Honestly, me too, because holding the sweatshirt was just not good.
It was stupid. So I'm glad I can tie my sweater back around my waist.
You can 1,000% tie the sweater around your waist, which is nice because when I sit in something or spill... Cover it up.
Constantly.
And then, so bucket hats, fanny packs. But again, we're still, the middle part is apparently cool, which we've talked about. We've beat that dead horse.
Right.
And then, yes, the skinny jeans are still just getting attacked. We are under attack, people.
I like it all. Again, if it fits your body.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Wear it.
And when I say dress for your body type, I'm not saying... that it, because you're a size 0, you can only wear these things. And if you're a size 30, you can only wear this. I'm saying if you're a 30, you 1,000% are going to look really good in a crop top because you've got like really nice shape.
Ah.
But you have to dress for your shape. Don't hide it.
We have a coworker here in the office who has been watching the British version of The Office. Did you ever watch Ricky Gervais?
No.
I'm telling you right now, it's not as good as ours.
No, because... The thing is that you get attached to the actors and the characters, and that's why you like the show. You don't like the show just because of the format.
Right, exactly.
And that's why a lot of the times the spinoffs don't work because they use the same format, but it wasn't the format that we were in love with. It was the characters and the actors.
He says that it's hard to follow at times because there's all this British slang.
Yeah, that we don't understand.
So I thought we'd see how well Chantel does with Name That British Slang. I'm going to give you multiple choice.
Do
well. No. If you're barmy, are you A, drunk, B, you've gone mad or crazy, C, you're confused, or D, you're angry? What does it mean to be barmy?
I'm so barmy. I'm drunk.
You're so barmy. You think that's drunk? That is not correct.
Dang it.
It means you've gone mad or you're crazy. All right, true or false?
Okay.
Rumpy pumpy means getting into a fight. Is that true? Or is it false?
It's true.
No, you're not doing well. No.
I said I would do well. I've never even been there.
Rumpy pumpy is having a slumber party.
Okay, that's what you thought. No, that is what I thought, but that's what I didn't want it to be.
Right, it is. It's what you thought. Yeah.
My mind's not in the gutter, John.
If you're on the pole and you're looking for fit birds, what are fit birds? Are they A, hot girls, B, a healthy fowl, C, delicious foods, or D, well-toned men? What are fit birds?
Food.
Food is what you're going with?
Yeah. Oh, come on!
You're not doing well.
No! What is it?
Hot girls.
Fit birds?
Yeah.
Like a bird.
A bird. They call like women birds. Have you ever seen Love Actually? They use that term in Love Actually.
I have, but... No,
not close enough. Not enough times.
Not like you.
If you've been honking all day, does that mean you've A, been throwing up, B, been making out, C, been sneezing, or D, been pushing your car horn? Been
sneezing.
Sneezing.
Come on! Are you kidding me?
You are terrible at this game.
Wow. I am... Well, here's the thing.
Yes.
I have one British friend.
Hmm. Not anymore, or not after this game.
Yeah, she didn't say this stuff.
If you've been honking all day, it means you've been throwing up.
Well, honking, hurling would be the proper term.
Hurling. Okay, hurling. I got one more.
Okay.
What's a crusty dragon? Is it A, toenail clippings?
Ew.
B, a booger? C, burnt food? Or D, a sweaty shirt?
Booger.
She got one right, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! You did not do well.
No.
That was terrible.
Yeah, I did not do well.
No. As of us talking the weather earlier on the show isn't enough good news that it's going to be like 80 degrees
tomorrow. Oh my gosh.
Tomorrow.
It's 80. It says on my Apple weather map, it says Salt Lake City, 81 degrees tomorrow.
I just found a bunch of good news stories. Thought we'd share them with you in case you're having a funky Thursday and you need to kind of get out of it. Take these stories and enjoy them.
Yes.
For example, home COVID tests have started hitting stores like Walmart and CVS.
That's nice.
Think about what a crazy last year it's been. We lived through a pandemic.
I know.
We waited in lines for testing.
We're still in a pandemic.
You're right. The kits cost $24, and you can use them to give yourself a test at home. And you could get the results the same day without having to send the test out for processing.
You're telling me that I have to stick a stick up my nose on my own now?
I don't know if it's that way or a spit test.
Because here's the thing is, if it's that, the stick up the nose, I'm not going to go far enough to get an accurate result.
I did one. Whoa. The University of Utah would do them every week for students.
Yes.
So I did them a bunch during the pandemic. And you had to do your own, and they'd watch you do it. And they'd be like, further. Because I just do like right on the rim of my nose, like, and they're like, no, get it up there. It was terrible. I'm going to recommend getting the home test instead. There's a guy who works as a treasure hunter. He helped a family in Massachusetts search their home to find hidden treasure. I guess that they knew that there was something there in the house, and they actually were able to find this metal box under their floorboards. It's been there since the 1950s, so almost 100 years now.
Wow.
$46,000 cash inside.
Nice.
You want to spend that now? Yeah, what does he get for that? Is that out of the goodness of his heart?
Yeah, he gets a cut.
No, it's good news. He doesn't need a cut. That's why it's good news.
He did it for the thrill of the hunt.
Yeah. It looks like Americans who have been fully vaccinated. I was telling you this story yesterday before I got, on Tuesday before I got my vaccine. You're going to be able to travel to Europe again. The head of the European Union says all countries will open up soon and approve. If you have your vaccine passport, you'll be able to travel.
Oh, that's so
awesome.
Yeah,
take me. 11 baby ducks fell into a storm drain in California last week, and an animal control officer managed to coax them out by playing mother duck sounds on her cell phone. So she downloaded like a soundboard.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like, quack, quack. Quack, and the baby ducks are like, Mommy!
And then they get out there and they go, are you my mother? Like, to the phone?
Aw. And, we shouldn't have to rely on GoFundMe for basic survival needs during a time of crisis, but so many people have to.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so sad. And it is helping. Americans who are in need raised more than $100 million on GoFundMe last year during the pandemic when so many people were, like, out.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? It's up 150% from 2019. I've been telling you how my wife is throwing me a party for my graduation from University of Utah. So graduating, went back to school a few years ago, slowly just been chipping away at it. It's finally happening, and we're stoked. I don't know. Jen seems more excited than I think she's excited because I'm done.
Well, it's fun as a wife. I will say this. It is fun to celebrate people. Like, it's one thing, like, I feel like we're really good at as girls is, like, hyping up someone for something they did.
Yeah, she is good at that.
And, like, it's really, it's just fun.
And she's good at throwing parties.
Yeah.
She is a party thrower.
I can't wait because I've never been invited to one of your parties. And I love throwing parties.
Yeah.
I love attending parties. And I am very excited.
Wait until you see a Jen party.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Because it's a lot. But it's been a pain in the butt. This is supposed to be a celebration for me tomorrow
night.
Yeah,
no, it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with Jen.
Yeah.
Because that's the way. Yes. You know, that's fine.
No, I'm like, it's been a whole pain in the bum.
It's fine.
This whole, no, it's not fine.
Yes, it's fine.
I mean, honestly, since the pandemic kind of happened, we've really changed our house in the last year. Like, the kids started going to school at home and we were spending so much time. So we moved like the kids' art supplies up into this whole room. They have an arts and craft room.
Yeah.
We changed another room for like school stuff in Jen's office. So this past week, I've been having to put everything back to normal.
Yeah.
Granted, it's stuff we've been wanting to do anyway since the pandemic is slowing down.
Yes.
But now it's like on steroids and we got to finish it now.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's great. It's great. So like when I throw parties, I actually redecorate the whole house. So like we have an open floor plan home.
Yeah.
And we got like two sofa couches and like rugs and furniture. And I make Tyler put it all in the garage.
You just leave it there until.
Because I want my house to look like a venue.
Oh, you want to open space.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll get like the folding tables and the chairs and I'll rent stuff and we set it up in our house. And he just gets so mad.
I'm with him 100%.
And I'm like, it's fine.
Nope.
It's fine.
No.
Anyway, so the last few parties I've thrown, he put his foot down.
Good.
I'm not allowed to move the furniture anymore. He said, if I have to move the furniture, I can't have the party.
Why not just let the people in through the side of the house right to the backyard?
Well, because all of our parties happen in the winter.
Oh, okay. Because that's my idea for Friday, and Jen said no.
No, they have
They have to come into the house.
And then they can go through the backyard.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely, because the side of the yard has a trash can.
That's true.
It has a lawnmower. It's got the shed.
Oh, it's disgusting. That's the side of the house is terrible.
That's not a good entrance to the party. That's not a welcoming host.
You might cut yourself on the side of the house as you walk in.
Yeah, that's how my house is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you must enter through the front. Yeah. And don't enter through the garage either.
No.
Because,
actually, that's the other thing.
That's where I hide all the junk.
We had to move everything to the garage.
Yeah. That is the worst because my in-laws will always, I know that when they've arrived to the party because I can hear the garage door going up. And I'm just like, ugh.
No.
Because then everyone who goes to my house, the garage door's up.
We talked the other day about how we weren't going to do a lot on the Oscars after the awards because it wasn't trending. There was no reason to. You did the story about how, what, like 9 million people, like no one watched
Nobody watched it.
And I had this game ready for Monday and we never did it because it just, nothing was trending about the Razzies. So the Razzies are the
opposite of the Oscars.
And one of the reasons why, again, no one was really talking about it, so I didn't decide to play the game that day. But I grabbed the clips, and I just wanted to see how well you would do. Do you want to name the Razzies?
Yeah. Oh, wait,
where's my, where's my music?
Just me. Yeah, there we go.
The one thing you can say about the show is it's tight.
Yeah,
it's professional and tight.
We've got it down.
These are old. These are not from this year.
Okay.
These are just Razzie winners from throughout history. I've got three of them.
Okay.
All you have to do is name the movie, okay?
Sweet.
There we go. Name the first one.
What's happening? Am I dead?
Is that I See Dead People or what is that? Sixth Sense or something?
It's not Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense was actually a movie that people thought was good. This would be something that people thought was terrible.
Oh,
no?
I have no idea.
I'm going to play it for you. See if you can at least get the actor. His voice is pretty familiar, I think.
What's happening? Am I dead?
I have no idea. Nothing. Whisper is hard.
Remember, these are movies no one saw. That would be the Mummy remake starring Tom Cruise.
Oh!
When he found out that he was dead.
Yeah, I only saw the Mummies with...
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser.
The great Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Fan of the show.
I love him.
All right, here we go. Here's the next one.
Mom's gone now, so there's really nothing for me to go back to.
I don't know.
Listen to the voice. Tell me at least the actor.
Mom's gone now, so there's really nothing for me to go back to.
I have no idea.
Really?
Yes, this is incredibly difficult.
That's Adam Sandler from Jack and Jill. Big Razzie winner.
Oh, yeah, he wins a lot.
Did you ever see Jack and Jill?
Nope.
No one did. All right, here's another. Here's the last one of our huge game.
I am just doing terrible on all the games.
When I decided to punt on it on Monday, I should have just continued to not have used it. Here we go, last one.
I can't believe I trusted you. You're a fake.
I have no idea.
You got nothing on that one either? Do you want to hear it again?
Will
that help if I play it over and over again?
No.
What if I play it louder each time? Do you think that would help
as
well?
Not even if you played it slower.
Really?
What is it?
Hold on. Let me play it for you one more time so you can listen to it.
The torture.
Okay. I can't believe I'm trusting you. You're a fake.
Is that Nicole Kidman?
No, it's not Nicole Kidman. Doesn't
Come
even sound
on.
Like-
kind of.
I can't believe I'm trusting you. You're a fake.
Yeah, the fake.
That's Halle Berry in the greatest of the Razzie films, Catwoman.
Oh.
All right.
I didn't see that either.
I'm going to say that this bit was a Razzie Award winner. I'm walking out this morning to my car. I'm actually not even there yet. I'm walking out of my room, and I'm walking down the hall to my stairs. And all of a sudden, this thing falls from the sky onto my head.
Was it a bird? Because I've had that happen before.
I'm inside my house.
Well...
So, no.
I don't know.
No, and it was like a clunk. And it freaked me out because you're not expecting at 4:30 in the morning.
You're really not.
Anything to hit your head.
And what
was it? And this thing, it fell. And the worst part was it didn't get off. It didn't like roll off. It like clunk and then stuck.
Was it Miss Nibbles?
Well, I was afraid it was like a creature. So I'm out there like not, because the kid's bedroom's right there. I'm like, you know, like trying not to scream.
Was it slime?
It was slime. It was slime.
Man, and it fell right on your head.
The
kids, what are the chances?
Throw these like slime balls up onto the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess one must have stuck there. They walked away from it and forgot about it.
And just perfect timing.
And then it just right onto my head. So that's how my morning has been.
Oh my gosh.
It's been fantastic.
That's amazing.
I want to congratulate you on successfully grooming your dogs.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
I decided
that it was time to let Tyler be relieved from his duties of dog grooming.
Okay.
And I wanted to try my hand at it. And let me tell you, I'm pretty good.
Are you really?
My dogs look good.
What does it take to groom a dog? Because I just take the dog in the bath with me, scrub him down, and send him on his way.
Yeah, so I have two dogs, and so I put one dog in the shower, the big one, Bob, and I shut the shower door. And then I put Stevie in the tub, and then I put Boone in the tub, too. And I said, Boone, you give Stevie a bath. You wash her. He's three. And we know how that went.
Yeah.
And then I basically just tarped off the whole place because I knew we were all going to get wet.
Good.
Everyone's in their swimsuits, and I spray Bobby with, I have like a shower head hose
yeah.
thing, and I'm spraying Bobby down, or I'm soaping her up, and Boone's in there soaping up Stevie, and he's just sitting in the murkiest brown water.
Oh,
I gave him a bath after.
Okay, I'm sure you did.
Yeah, anyway, and we were having the best time, and Stevie would shake, like, and the water would go everywhere, and Boone thought it was like the funniest thing. And then, so the next step is then after that, you, of course, the bath never ends when you wanted to. The bath ends when the dogs decide to bail.
Of course.
So then the dogs are running through the house just soaking wet, and the kids and I were running around like, come back. And there's water literally, like my carpet is soaked.
But you know, those are the memories. Like the kids are going to remember that.
Oh my gosh, it was
like, that's
so
awesome.
Fun.
That is fun.
And then it took over an hour to blow dry Bobby because you have to wash him first. Because I watch a YouTube. To wash him first. Then they have to be fully dry, and then you can shave.
You don't.
Yeah,
you
can't shave before you wash because you have to brush and get the knots out.
Huh? I learned more today than I ever thought.
And I will say, like, my dogs were pretty good. They just laid there, and I shaved them. And then Boone, of course, I had a nice pile of fur. And Bobby somehow managed to go from one Bobby to 17 different dogs. Like it was like shaving a sheep.
Just constant.
And then my son is running through the pile like it was, and he goes, look, Mom, Bobby's snowing.
Oh, no.
And just, and we're doing this in my bedroom because it was cold and rainy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and
that's the worst.
There's hair everywhere.
So funny.
Oh, my gosh, it was so much fun.
On Monday, Chantel told us that you need to throw your arm around like a windmill.
Yeah, I learned that on TikTok.
After getting the vaccine to keep it from hurting, and I mocked her. I mocked her good.
You did. You really did.
I did. I'm like, you learned something from TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where your source is now?
A lot of people teach, like, cooking on TikTok and recipes.
And you were saying that, and I was like, I'm not going to TikTok for anything. I'm not going that for my references.
I'm going there for dances.
And I did mock you until we started getting all these texts of people saying, hey, Chantel's right about the windmill. And then I started getting texts of, I've learned a bunch of stuff from TikTok.
Yeah.
Turns out a lot of people have. So what did you learn from TikTok that you didn't know before? 844-649-1051. I personally, whenever I go on with Liam, we get a bunch of like Fortnite things.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe that's just what the algorithm knows he likes.
Mm-hmm.
But this text says, I was in a hair rut and started searching TikTok.
Yeah, I learned a lot of like braids.
Really?
Yeah, and like hair tricks.
Is it long enough to teach you that? Like, I feel like that's more of a YouTube. Don't you need like 5 minutes to learn more than?
No, they just show you. It's fast. I like it better than YouTube because YouTube takes too long.
It's like when you find a recipe online and it's like three pages of them telling you the story about how it's an autumn eve.
Yeah, and you're just like, I don't care.
Tell me how many carrots I need to buy.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
that's all I want to know.
Yes, how long do I steam it?
I was in a hair rut, started searching for TikTok, find out how to do big curls, and I'm never going back.
Yeah, like I watch TikTok on like how to curl your hair with a straightener.
Oh, same
like,
idea.
Yeah.
I have found some great pranks on TikTok. They're hilarious. Did you try the egg and water bottle one? I've done it to everyone. Did you see that one?
No.
That was on TikTok a lot. Gordon Ramsay's daughter did it to him. It's where you have like a tiny water bottle. And you do the magic trick where you act like you put the egg inside.
Oh, yeah.
And then when they look down at the water bottle, you crack the egg on their head.
Yes.
It was going pretty big on TikTok.
That was a thing like when I was in elementary school.
Well, it's back again.
I'm glad that it's back.
I learned how to cut watermelon for parties. Like fun, different.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, like shapes.
I don't think they're just saying slice it and then you have half a moon. I think they're going bigger than that.
I learned how to fold blankets a different way on TikTok.
What's the special way?
You can like fold the blanket into itself and make an envelope and then tuck it in and then the blanket.
Like a flag.
Like a flag. Yes. A square flag essentially.
Huh.
And then in your linen closet, they're all perfectly there.
We just shove them in.
Yeah. So do we normally. But,
you learn.
Because of the spring cleaning and stuff, my linen closet it's basically like a flag shop.
We're asking you, what did you just learn on TikTok or what have you learned on TikTok? Turns out Chantel learned how to have your arm not hurt from the vaccine shot by waving it around like a windmill.
Yeah.
Did not work, by the way.
Did it not?
No.
Oh,
my arm is still sore.
Well, maybe you didn't do it right.
Probably not.
Or long enough.
That probably is true as well.
With enough gusto.
This text says, I learned how to make salami roses for charcuterie boards from TikTok.
Ooh.
That's classy.
That is. I learned how to fold a blanket into an envelope.
You just talked about that.
Yeah, that was on TikTok.
I know, but you just mentioned that like 2 minutes ago.
Oh, I don't know.
I learned how to do an oil change on TikTok. There you go. That's a cool one. Let's see. I follow
I learned how to remove a bathroom mirror on TikTok.
What do you mean by that? Was it glued to the wall?
Yeah, how they glue them to the wall, the builders.
Yeah. What did you do? You put a flathead screwdriver and popped it off?
No.
Oh.
You first have to tape it.
Okay.
Because if it breaks.
Sure.
And then you get a crowbar and just start.
Oh, okay.
Pulling.
You just slowly pop it off.
Yeah, and it just goes. Ding, 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 ding.
This says, I follow a physical therapist on TikTok. I get headaches, and he showed a stretch to get rid of them. It worked. I need to follow some kind of stretching person.
Yeah.
I got a buddy who has this app. I think it's called Romwad. And he does 20 minutes of stretching at night following this app.
For the guy who does morning stretches every day, it is incredible that you haven't updated your routine.
I know. I've been doing the same calisthenics that they created in the 1920s.
Yeah, like since elementary school.
Yeah. I learned how to take better Instagram pictures. Don't use a direct flash. Use a flashlight for nighttime photos.
Yeah, duh.
Well, some of us are learning.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Sorry.
What do you mean don't use a direct flash?
Like, don't use the flash off your phone. Have somebody else's phone with the flashlight on.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Gives you more like a key light?
It just gives you better light. Huh. And your eyes don't do this like.
In the pandemic, I learned how to make fun drinks on TikTok, both alcoholic and non.
Ooh, I was like, Jen. I love fancy drinks.
I follow cooking accounts and learn how to make fancy oatmeal. I'll never go back to the boring stuff. What is fancy oatmeal?
Okay, weren't we talking about this the other day with somebody like real oatmeal, not. Oatmeal.
Well, I do overnight oats, but this is different. What's fancy oatmeal?
I have no
idea. What makes it fancy?
It takes more time.
This says whipped coffee. Found it on TikTok. Try it.
Ooh.
All right. How to organize my shelves and spices. My poor roommate has heard nothing except the spice labels I bought off of Etsy because someone on TikTok had them. My apartment is organized, but my wallet is empty.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
Did you realize rugs were so expensive?
Oh, yeah. It's insanity.
Okay. Because I didn't. I had no clue. And we have rugs in our house. And now I'm like going around doing the math. And I'm like, what? How much did we spend on these? Like, I'm hyperventilating. And
you now know why Jen freaks out when the kids drop their juice on it.
Yeah. I never really cared before.
Yeah.
But now that I know what they cost, I really am worried. Like, I don't feel like we should step on the rugs.
Yeah.
Like, they should be something hung up on a wall.
One thing that somebody told me once, and I've tried to live by it, is you never overspend on a rug because they don't last as long as, like, carpets and stuff.
Yeah.
And they just get dirty. They just get dirty. So you don't ever spend a lot on a rug.
That's my exact question when you said overspend. What did you overpay for or overspend on? 844-649-1051. Jen wants this rug. She wants it because we're throwing the party.
Uh-huh.
And she wants this new rug.
Uh-huh.
And it's like $200.
That's not expensive.
I think that's expensive for something that's on the floor and people walk on.
For a rug?
Yes.
How big's the rug?
It's not that big. I don't know.
4x6?
Yeah.
5x?
Probably. I don't know.
8x10?
It doesn't take up. It's not carpet.
9x12?
I don't know what it is. All I know is she wants this rug. It's $200. And I'm like, do we need to spend $200?
No, that's not a bad deal for a rug.
Now you sound like her. And I'm saying,
I'm sorry.
But people are walking on it. It's going to get ruined.
That's okay.
It's $200.
Are you kidding? Okay, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Rugs. Like when you go look at rugs.
Yes.
And I'm talking like the
nice ones,
the bougie rugs that set the standard for the style of rugs, and then everyone knocks them off, right?
Yeah.
You're talking 17 to 3 grand.
I'm sorry.
For
what?
Rugs. Yeah. And then
what?
Yeah.
My gosh.
And then you've got all like the knockoff companies who do like Rugs USA and like a different they do like the lookalikes, the not as nice quality, but they look the same and it doesn't matter because they all get dirty anyway. So why spend $1,000 when you could spend $200?
That is crazy. What did you overpay for? 844-649-1051. This text says, vacationing in California, I paid $50 to park at a hotel. I didn't want to waste time hoping to find a meter. Let me tell you, from someone who's lived there, and we used to try to find places to park. You, at some point, you're like, never mind,
just park.
Take my wallet, take my firstborn, whatever it takes. I need to park my car somewhere. Go ahead.
Oh, man, I overspend all the time. All the time, all the time.
Constantly.
Yeah, I just had this beautiful footer blanket made for my bed.
Oh, cool.
And I think it was like $300.
It's more than the rug Jen wants.
I know. But it was so cool. It was this artist from the Ukraine or something, and she makes them on Etsy. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I want to support this girl.
Right. Worth it?
I mean, it's cool, but worth it? I don't know.
Ordered some cognac from a great-looking bottle, $250 per shot.
Whoa.
And I bet you order it, and you don't know how much it is. I bet money, it was one of those moments.
Yep. And you're just like, oh, crap. I, the other day, finally bought my very first designer item from a designer store.
Oh.
I'd never done that. I always buy from the outlet.
Right.
Like, I don't have that kind of money, but I was like, you know what?
No. Treat yourself.
Treat myself. I've been working really hard.
You have.
And I went and bought a pair of sunglasses from Ralph Lauren.
Oh, okay. Those are a few hundred dollars then, right?
Yeah. It didn't feel good.
I paid a guy on my ship $15 for a can of Arizona iced tea. We were out at sea for 6 months and had no sports scheduled. The iced tea was worth it. I have so many more questions for that person who texts that. I want to know your life story.
Yeah, what do you do? And why do you live in Utah?
Yeah. I had a hard time buying sushi. It tastes fine, but it never fills me up, so I always have to have a second dinner.
Okay, I'm confused because I get sushi, and I am full for 17 days.
No. Well, because you like the fried stuff and with like the rice. You don't like fish.
Sushi.
You'll eat it by itself?
Like the sushi, it's like the a sashimi, rice, or, and then there's the sushi, and then there's like mango and.
Sure, you get a mango on it. Why not?
But you get like two rolls and you're full.
No, oh no, I could crush a bunch of rolls.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Wow. No, if I eat two, I'm just like I'm just bloating.
This is my haircut. I shave my head, but I pay $15 for someone else to do it. I definitely overpay. That's why I stopped doing it.
Because
I was paying someone and they kept, there's no like shaved head discount. And they charge you the same amount and it angered me so much at Supercuts. They charged me like $25.
No way.
I was like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Absolutely.
We're talking about what did you overpay for, and then we'll give you those Lagoon tickets as well. So hang out with us. My wife Jen wants this rug. I thought it was crazy that it was $200. Chantel says that I'm crazy to think that $200 is a lot.
Yeah.
But it got me
I buy a lot of rugs. Okay?
Obviously.
I do a lot of rug shopping. And that is not a bad price for a rug, depending on the size.
I just feel like for something that's on the floor getting dirty constantly, it shouldn't be so expensive. That's how I feel about it.
Aesthetically pleasing.
Okay, again, these are all arguments I've already heard from Jen. What did you overpay for? 844-649-1051.
I mean, I just groomed my dogs because I was overpaying for grooming.
That's another one, right?
It was going to be $300. For both of my dogs.
No wonder you got there and you just did it yourself.
Yeah, I was like, no.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I don't have that kind of money. I'll just go buy myself something with the $300.
Running shoes. I like New Balance and Brooks, which are overpriced. I'm not familiar with what Brooks are, but I know.
Brooks is like a really good running shoe.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know, though. Here's why I don't think you overpay for those.
Because it's your feet.
Yes.
And if your feet are what ground you to the ground, mm-hmm. and if you get shin splints or anything like that, it is just not worth it to have cheap shoes.
Last year, I hate to admit this because it ages me, I had to go to the Goodfeet store. They're not paying me for this, by the way. I bought my own stuff because I needed inserts and I wanted like the real ones.
Oh no.
I know, it's embarrassing.
This is so embarrassing.
And I bought some, but they're like expensive.
Yeah, they're way expensive.
But I was like, well, if I'm going to do it, this is my feet. I want to feel okay for the next 40 years.
Yep, yep.
So I did.
Yep.
And everyone makes fun of me that I went to the Goodfeet store.
I mean.
Whatever. Don't judge me. There's a bar in town where the drinks average $20 or more. You overpay every time.
Jeez.
That's a lot. I don't think so.
I don't hang out at those bougie places.
Yeah. You know, Jen and I have overpaid for bottles of wine. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, and art.
Yeah, we have. My ex, I paid half of her rent for 3 months to come to find out that she was with other guys. Yeah, you overpaid. Sorry.
That sucks.
Okay, my kitchen chairs spent about $200 each.
Ooh, I want to see your kitchen chairs because I bet they're beautiful.
That's a lot though, right?
I mean, it's kind of, it is a lot. However, it's like average. Unless you're like, it's average nice.
Listen to this. 3 of the 6 are broken now.
Oh, goodness.
It's been only 6 months since I bought them.
Return those.
Right? There's some way to get your money back.
Yeah, I mean, if you bought those, I mean, $200 chair. I mean, that's like a Pottery Barn situation. They would take it back.
What did you overpay for? I bought some salt lotion at the mall years ago because the girl flirted with me.
Yeah,
I paid $40 for a small bottle. If that's not just the truth about life.
Yeah, you got suckered into
it. Yeah, you did. When you have dinner with the fam, you're sitting around the table.
Mm-hmm.
I know Boone's young.
Yeah, he's only 3.
So you probably don't do the napkin on the lap. Yet.
Not yet. No, we barely do the plate.
Will you be teaching the napkin on the lap?
You know, I don't even do the napkin.
You don't
on the lap.
What do you do with it?
I just.
You leave it on the table?
Squat it up and put it on the edge of the table.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's what I was wondering. And we'll take your text at 844-649-1051. It's like something Jen and I are both into with our children.
Oh, that's so funny.
Is having them put their napkin on their lap.
I just appreciate that if all the food can stay on the plate.
Oh, that never happens even when I eat. So,
like there is quinoa everywhere. In my house right now.
Yeah. I just feel like it's one of those things that we're supposed to learn, like manners. Okay, when you go out to a restaurant.
Yep.
When you go to the fancy place because you were in Florida for like fashion week.
Yeah.
You put your napkin on your lap then?
Yeah, because I spill.
Okay, yeah.
And it's inappropriate to tuck it into your shirt.
Right, so you got to do something with
it. Yeah, so I'll put it on my lap. But I kind of put it up on my upper lap. Like, I try to, like, almost lay it on my tummy.
You try to get as much coverage as possible?
It's like, I know where the food's going to fall. So I try.
Yeah. Liam's he kind of just crunches his up and puts it under his leg. But I'm like, well, it's better than on the table, I guess.
Yeah, that's
I don't
like
know.
Me.
Yeah. Ella's so small and she actually doesn't sit on the chair. She sits with her feet up on the chair to see over the top.
Oh, that's how I was as a kid.
And so her napkin never stays on.
Yeah. Or it's a blanket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Constantly. Mm-hmm. This text says we don't use napkins.
Well, yeah.
Oh, really?
I have like cloth napkins.
Yeah.
I use those for like fancy dinners.
What about a normal dinner?
A normal dinner, we don't have napkins.
What are you doing with your hands? What happens if you need to wipe something off your face?
Then you go get a paper towel.
So you don't keep something there ready to go?
No.
Like when the kids set the table, they set out napkins. Am I the weird one?
We did as a kid, but my kids are so little.
Okay, so you'll go back to that.
I'll go back to it, but right now we just have the roll of paper towels like on the kitchen sink. And my house, you can just turn around in your chair and touch the kitchen counter because it's like, you know, it's a regular sized house.
Yeah. I don't know what goes on with my eating. I need like 7 napkins. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Are you having wings every night?
Wings and then ribs.
Yeah.
That's the only things we eat.
Okay.
This text says our family eats on TV trays on the couch and we use paper towels. If we're having a picnic, we'll go with paper towels. Like, you know, sometimes we'll have a picnic in the living room.
Yes. That's so fun. Like, I love doing
that. Yeah, we'll do that. But okay. I feel like I'm the weird one. Fine.
I mean, for every night, that's like, wow, I'm impressed.
We sit around the table, we have dinner, you got to have your napkin on your lap. I don't think it's that crazy of a request.
It's not. I'm just saying, I don't think that everyone has cloth napkins every day of the week.
They're not cloth, they're paper.
Oh, paper napkins.
They're paper napkins.
And you fold open the paper napkin?
Yes, to put on your lap so they can learn that they need to have their napkin on their lap.
But if you unfold the paper napkin, it now is single ply, and it will leak through.
It's the principle of the thing.
No, that doesn't even work.
Coming up next. Reject you. One's gotta go. We'll see what we kick out.
You're telling me.
Are we still doing this?
That you take a paper napkin.
Yes.
Unfold it out of quarters and into a flat sheet.
That's correct.
Every single night.
Yes. We get our napkin and we put it on our lap.
Oh my god.
That's the right thing to do.
I just can't.
No, I just can't with you. Not with me. Can't. With you. I reject you.
No.
Yes.
You completely have. The napkin is now useless.
It's the principle
it's
of the thing.
It's too thin.
Gosh, I will tell you, there's not many text messages agreeing with me on that whole thing. Hey, one's got to go. Okay, I got a list of three things. You tell me what does not deserve to be there.
Okay.
Home Alone, Elf, or The Grinch?
Oh.
Yeah. Which one are you booting?
I guess The Grinch.
The Jim Carrey, The Grinch, out of those three?
So good, but I love Elf.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, Home Elf Alone is a classic.
Elf's going to stay. I think I boot Home Alone.
Okay, I didn't want to say that because I didn't want people to hate me.
Right, because that's like you can't talk bad about Home Alone.
It's a, what is it, cult classic?
Yeah, it's a cult classic.
But yes, I personally will watch The Grinch and Elf before I would watch Home Alone.
We'll watch both Elf and The Grinch 3 or 4 times every Christmas. Home Alone, maybe once, and that's it.
But I also think Home Alone is older, and our kids are so young.
Okay. Okay. One's got to go.
Okay.
Taylor Swift songs. You Belong With Me, Love Story, Shake It Off. So a couple different styles of Taylor Swift there.
I would say you Love Story.
Really? I disagree.
You would say You Belong With Me?
I would. Yeah, that's exactly. Shake It Off staying in.
Shake It Off is for
it's
sure
fantastic.
Staying in.
I tell it to my kids all the time when they're having a bad day.
You shake it off.
Yeah, I do that constantly with them. I think Love Story is a better song than You Belong With Me.
And see, I like You Belong With Me better than Love Story because Love Story was like so overplayed.
All right, last one. Matthew McConaughey films.
Yes.
One's gotta go.
Oh no.
Failure to Launch.
Love it.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Greatest movie of all time.
The Wedding Planner.
Oh, The Wedding Planner.
Oh, you don't even have to think about it, huh?
That one can go.
I'm with you. I'm on the exact same page. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was sharing that we have our kids put a napkin on their lap every night for dinner. And then you mocked me for us using paper napkins.
I thought you were talking about cloth napkins.
No.
And I was like, that is so much laundry.
No, I'm talking just paper. We put it out just to practice the act of putting a napkin on your lap.
Mm-hmm.
And you roll your eyes at me.
I still am.
And it says, John, do you sit in the same seat every night or do you move around? I sit in the same seat every night.
Yeah, it's like that's my seat.
Do you have a rectangle or a circle? Like, what do you have?
A rectangle.
You have a rectangle. So I sit at the head.
Mm-hmm.
Ella's next to me. Jen's next to Ella. And Liam sits at the other head.
So you guys sit in a line.
So we sit in a line. Like you would think we do it because the TV's on, but we don't do the TV during dinner.
Or like you guys are recording a sitcom.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be an odd man out. Like, where should Liam go then if we're not in the line? To the other side? To my right?
Well, you have four. Yeah, so what we usually do, so in my house,
okay.
Coulter's at the head.
Okay.
Because he's in a high chair.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then Tyler sits on one side.
Yes.
And then I sit on the other side.
Yeah, where's Boone?
And then Boone sits next to either me or Tyler.
See, I don't know. No, for me, so I'm at the head. It's a rectangle. Ella's to my left. Then Jen's next to Ella. Ella likes to be between the two of us.
Uh-huh.
So unless Liam's coming all the way back around to the other side.
Yeah, but it's not like they're on the odd side out because you've got that middle connection.
I like him sitting where he is because I can look at him. I like to make the eye contact.
Oh, my God.
When he's being ridiculous at dinner, it's easier for me to, you know, do one of those kind of looks.
Son.
No burping at the table. And
put your napkin on your lap.
Oh, the napkin goes on the lap.
And raise your pinky.
Is it cotillion? Is that what it's called? My house is constant etiquette class. The kids walk in, I put books on their head. They have to walk around for 20 minutes with great posture.
And then they get a practice recording their morning show during the dinner table.
Yes, and then I tell Ella to squeeze the knees and cross the ankles, even though she's wearing jeans. And like, it's just like...
Squeeze the knees.
It's ridiculous. All right, that does it for us.
Oh,
have a great Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow. Monroe is up next. Bye-bye.